This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I gotta be honest, like I usually am here. I think I always am. I miss my island studio. Take me back, Curacao. I'm like, you know what? They brought me down, and I'm nothing but grateful for that, Super Don. I was amazing historical kind of meetings with the heads of government and the Ministry of Health, and setting the island up as a wellness island, the healing island, and just met some wonderful, good-hearted people. Of course, Rudolph DeWitt, my gosh, what you're doing down there. You are a health freedom warrior, the likes of which this planet has not seen, or if it has, never in a country that could have such impact in such a way. And here I am, pinching myself still, wearing my Curacao t-shirt for those of you watching the simulcast on YouTube. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thinking about all the good folks that, you know, that are trying to do their level best to bring the power to heal back to each and every one of you, wherever you're listening. And we got listeners all over the world now, and we've got a whole new slew of them in Curacao. And I get back, Super Don, I fly through Miami, get back, and it takes forever to get the luggage. That's why I don't like to check luggage for a lot of reasons. And I usually carry my radio studio on the plane with me because there's a small enough roller bag that'll fit. So I get that, and I'm waiting, and I'm looking at the claim ticket for where my car is parked, one of those off-site remote things, and that you give them your keys, they take the car. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, hold on. You're over-modulating, Super Don. Yeah, I know. Because I should have been over-modulating when this happened. I get to pick up the car. I'm sitting there waiting for the luggage. It took an hour. And I open up the claim ticket thing. I look on the back, and I start reading the liability thing, all the liability waiver. I don't know why I'm reading that. I'm not totally bored, but I'm like, I never read that. Why am I reading that? And there's like a special light around it. I'm like, why is this so bright? What is going? Why am I reading all the details? Then I get, the van takes me, drops me off. I get out. I see the minivan. Oh my gosh, that wasn't there before. Somebody had sideswiped the whole thing on the passenger side, dented in the door, and I'm like, what the heck happened? And, you know, I'm like, I think we need to talk to a manager here, right?
But welcome home.
Yeah. I know, but I'm so tired because I got 3 hours of sleep, didn't sleep on the plane, and I'm not mad. I'm like, I can't be mad. It's like, what is that going to do? So the manager comes out, and I say, this was not here when you guys parked it. I don't know what happened. He says, oh, my gosh, this definitely looks very fresh. So he didn't argue at all. He just says, my gosh, we're gonna make this right. And so he took, you know, whatever. We did the forms, and he just says, go get two estimates. We're going to pay for this. Don't worry about it. So anyway, it turned out to be fine. But it was like one of those things. And the reason I bring this story up is not that it's interesting that my car got sideswiped when it was parked while I was in Curacao. But it was this light around this card that was the claim ticket. And I'm thinking, this is just unusual. It didn't occur to me at that moment to think, yes, yeah, something happened to my vehicle. But it's like spirit going, yep, this is going to be utilized in just a moment. Pay attention. And wow. Certainly it did. So I don't know if you've ever had issues like that come up where you're given a forewarning of it, And I know my good buddy Chris Barr, not a doc, he's with us this hour. I'm sure he's certain about the realities here when Spirit just speaks out, shines the light, and says, hello, pay attention. That's your cue, Chris.
Hello, pay attention.
No paying attention. You're not interested at all.
I wasn't curious, Al.
You weren't there, I know, but never mind. All right, I'm speaking, obviously. No one's paying attention to me, Super Don. They just want to hear Chris talk about National Selenium Month. Is that it?
Well, also.
Well, okay. Now, that was direct to me, I think, right? But we got our signals crossed here. Who's the crossing guard here?
No crossing guard today. No crossing guard, just roundabouts. I'm waiting.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It is Selenium, National Selenium Month. Yes.
All right. I think I'm going to sign off now. It's not working. I'm going back to the islands at this point. I'm like, I'm trying to roll
right
in here with some good stories.
I am going to shut my mouth now. I'm going to sit down. Go, Chris.
It's National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and since selenium is the number one key to the prostate gland and the number one key to prevention and treatment of prostate cancer, that makes it National Selenium Month.
Well, that's the reality of it. That's why we went right to that. You know, I'm not going to say screw the prostate, but to name it that and not acknowledge the real reason why prostate cancer is so prevalent would be a disservice to the prostate. So no slight to the prostate, but if you want your prostate to be healthy and happy, you better be sure you're getting the right kind of selenium in the adequate quantity you need it.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. The PSA test, the prostate-specific antigen, that test is a fraud. In fact, one of the two inventors of it about 10 years ago said it shouldn't be used because it's just not accurate. Mm-hmm. But actually, all they need to do is rename it the prostate selenium assay.
Yes.
Because the higher your PSA, the worse your selenium deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have this one dear old man from Little Rock that calls us every couple of months for the last, this year, I guess, because, you know, he had prostate cancer and his PSA was up at, I don't know, 11 or 12. And mm-hmm. every time he goes to the doctor, he calls us to tell us, oh, it's down 2 more points. And I think the last week he called and, oh, it's down to 5 now. And he's just taken, you know, 1,000 micrograms a day of innate response whole food selenium, and it keeps coming down. The doctors keep scratching their head wondering, you know, because he won't do what they told him to do, and, you know, medically, he just has them check him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just one of many. You know, it's the key to the prostate is, you know, selenium, and yes, zinc does play a role.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of these other things that are out there, like saw palmetto and things that, you know, people use. I tell them, look, there's nothing wrong with using those things. They're
right.
Helpful, but they're medicinal. They're like herbal medicinals. The core root of the problem is a lack of selenium. And, you know, the JAMA study from more than 20 years ago showed the most responsive cancer to selenium was indeed prostate cancer. There was a 63% reduction of prostate cancer incidence in those who took just 200 micrograms of whole food selenium. Yes, they actually used whole food selenium for that study.
That's pretty amazing. It really is.
They actually got criticized. The letters to the editor came in that were published that they should have used a USP selenium for this study. Now, how stupid is that, Robert, and Don, for that matter?
Yeah.
You know, okay, we had the highest reduction rate in the history of the world using whole food selenium, but they shouldn't have done that. They should have used the synthesized man-made version instead.
Of course. I mean, it just goes to show you that the synthetic reality is very profitable. And to reference it in a whole food form would mean that man is not so smart, right? That we can't do better than the creator, right? And that's, again, this is a thematic element among Western minds that believe in this materialistic reductionist. If we can just isolate that one ingredient and that's all we need, and it doesn't matter if it's real or synthetic, it's just going to be a mimic, it's going to work just fine. In fact, it's not. It's not the way it works. And it's a concept that I would think would be pretty basic, but it's not perhaps as profitable for an industry that profits, what, from disease creation, disease management. And, yeah, you're right, because I mean, you could eat pumpkin seeds, which are excellent. I mean, there are a lot of good things you could do for your prostate. But without the selenium, which is not in the soil, so it's not in the food in adequate quantities, we don't have that success, man, in terms of health beyond our years, and the prostate is also equally healthy, right? Not like the prostate separate from your body, but it's vulnerable.
Yes, so Prostate Cancer Awareness Month is Selenium Awareness Month. So just want everybody to be aware of that.
Okay. Now, another thing doctors like to do for prostatitis is antibiotics. Lots of antibiotics. And our first official story comes from the World Health Organization. Apparently, they're warning the world. The world is in danger because it's running out of antibiotics. Now, one of the things I brought up, yeah, I know good, but they don't know good. They're freaking out, and Congress is freaking out, and the medical community freaking out, the pharmaceutical industry freaking out. And we know how to address infectious disease without having to resort to antibiotics. There are a number of things, including selenium, which strengthens the cells and keeps you strong in that regard. We talk probiotics here for the immune system. We talk liver health for the immune system and the general health of the body. And then if there is some time where you've been stressed, you've been intoxicated, you're deficient, and you need something to aggressively tamp down an overabundance, if you will, of microbial organisms that are not really in your best interest. Of course, in conjunction with clearing the terrain, as Antoine Béchamp taught us, hopefully all, or soon will teach us all, we can utilize substances from the natural world, including that mineral metal silver, to neutralize bacterial species, fungal species, and even viral activity. In the conjunction with, is my argument, is that we use it in conjunction with other methods to clean and clear the pathways, the terrain of the body. And this could reduce antibiotic usage by 95, 99% perhaps. And, of course, at that point, antibiotic resistance, which is what they're all freaking out about, is a non-issue.
Of course, antibiotic resistance would be a non-issue if they had never set that fraud upon the American people. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go back in history to the 1930s, depending on the source, echinacea in a liquid extract was the number one or number two most prescribed by medical doctors item mm-hmm. for infections.
Yeah.
Because it worked. They didn't switch to sulfur drugs because they found something better. They switched to sulfur drugs because they found something exclusive.
Yes, something monopolistic, something very profitable. Again, folks, the history of medicine in a modern context is not because it was better. Some would argue it could be faster, but yeah, things that are toxic can stop stuff, but at what cost, at what price, including the expression of new DNA by those bacteria creating what they call superbugs that eat antibiotics for lunch. I've got more on this, and then we've got a cannabis update after that. How did Congress ignore this issue?
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we can see if we can ratchet up the rhythm here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Like I said, I can tell I'm kind of out of sorts from this trip. I did get a good night's sleep last night after I got back. I was pretty exhausted. And then, you know, just rolling into the new broadcast cycle. But you definitely feel it. I mean, think about this. It's only been in the last, I don't know, less than a century that you can board a plane and in hours be almost anywhere around the world. Now, you think about back in the day, the settlers traveling across the America, or the America, whatever it was then, the Turtle Island, as the natives called it. And it would take you months to cross the country. And I'm thinking, well, there's got to be something to that. And then people, you know, are all proud about, hey, I could travel anywhere and it doesn't affect me at all. Well, listen, okay, Superman or Superwoman. I'm going to just tell you there's stuff going on when you're traveling around the world. The body, I'm not saying it wasn't meant to do that, but there's stuff to adapt to when you do that. And I'm feeling it a little bit, Chris. I feel good, though, but it's just like I can tell getting back into the rhythm here.
Well, Robert, since it is National Selenium Month, there are things that aren't supposed to be going on. It's not just a matter of whether they are or aren't. They're not. Mm-hmm. When you're at that high of an altitude, you have more exposure to radiation. There is nothing more protective of the entire body against radiation than selenium.
Whoa.
So, yeah, there are things going on.
Chris, you know what I was taking while I was on the plane, don't you?
Sovereign silver and selenium.
You got it, my friend. I was doing both. And on the way down, somebody was sneezing right behind me. I didn't get ill at all. And on the way back, it was just baby crying. No biggie. But, yeah, I had my selenium I was taking. I took, like, I think I took like 200 micrograms while I was on the plane and doing the Sovereign Silver Spray every hour as well. But yeah, that's exactly right. I knew you'd know that. Now, let me go back to the antibiotic thing, because there's one aspect of the story I didn't cover. And it was about how science, how Congress ignored the science. In other words, there was actually a good guy who was doing good work, set up this fascinating experiment in 1974. And they looked at, and it was a very good controlled study, antibiotic feed, non-antibiotic feed for chickens, and how it would impact, would it spread the resistant microorganisms that showed up within, within 2 weeks or less. I think they measured it maybe in 3 days. But the antibiotic resistance showed up in the group initially that they were obviously feeding the antibiotics to. But not long after that, maybe it was 2 weeks later, that they began to see evidence of antibiotic resistance in the stools of the chickens that were not being fed the antibiotics. And they were completely separated. They did not share food. They weren't intermingling. It tells you that there's airborne microbes that can transit around a limited area like a small farm. And then shortly after that, as they check the stool sample of the family that's conducting the experiment, antibiotic resistance was evident in them. They had not eaten the chickens. And so then they went out to the neighborhood around that, and fortunately they didn't see anything in the neighborhood people. They had no interaction with the chickens at all. But the reality is you could be, and they proved that antibiotic resistance could be transmitted from chickens to chickens, then to humans. And so they went to the Ford administration and said, we can't have this go on. So they were planning to stop it. And then Carter came in, and then whoever his group was, still trying to push it forward until the industry pushback was so big, they basically shelved the study, pretended it didn't happen, and said, you know what, industry's too important. Who cares about the people? Who cares about the antibiotic resistance? And now they're crying for more billions of dollars to produce drugs we don't need because we have ways to deal with these infectious microorganisms, including the antibiotic resistant ones.
Well, it's not the first time Congress has ignored science.
No, I know. And then they
administrations.
And they call us not into science. Good Lord. I mean, the things that you're quoting from the scientific journal articles, decades and decades ago, they pretend that doesn't exist because it doesn't promote the agenda that is satisfying to their pocketbook, so to speak.
Well, we have a pharmaceutically conflicted government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I often speak of the unholy trinity of big government, big pharma, and big media, mm-hmm. because they all act together as one in their own vested interests that is decidedly not in the best interests of you and of yours.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cognitive dissonance out there, in the political left in particular, where they'll say, you know what, I want socialized medicine, I want single payer. And I'm like, dude, that's the same government that screws everything else up that you don't like. You want to put them in charge of that too? And then they kind of stutter and stammer and go, I didn't think about that. But I still want it. I want it. Give it to me. You want more antibiotic resistance? You just keep going to government that ignores the real science here, that will not endorse or promote holistic therapies, whole food selenium. So we're not waiting, folks. We're doing it right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show with our good buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr, super Don as well. Next hour, we'll go outside the box with TMB. Stick with me.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Super Don. We got Chris Barr, a good buddy here, not a doc. And we were talking selenium, and we always talk selenium together. We can't talk enough about it because there's too much in the deficiency realm. And that's, I mean, even in our audience, I don't know that everybody's gotten a wind of how important this is. And we're going to get into that, but right now we first got to get into a really wonderful plant of creation, and the CBD from it is even available now in Curacao.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, little legs, go.
quarter pounder, man.
All right, cannabis update time. We've got a great article at Super Don found called Five Amazing Ways Cannabis Prevents Illness. Somebody named Dr. Frank is writing about this. One of the things he says is pretty basic, and this is not exclusive CBD. I mean, this may be a whole plant scenario, too, and some of the description here, Chris. But, good rest and being able to eat. Certainly on the aspect of stress reduction, anxiety that can get in the way of rest, and even will upset your appetite. The CBD could have impact there. Of course, we know the THC aspect of it is utilized in cancer patients because they've lost their appetite. They die of cachexia, the wasting, if you will. So that's one of the things that cannabis is good for, at least in this article, among a number of other things, including the balance of the endocannabinoid system, strengthening certain aspects of immunity, the immune system. It is a neuroprotectant. And it's seemingly some studies are now showing it has an impact on blood sugar levels, although we know chromium is the real key here. But if you look at this article, it's really great to see how it's supportive of so many necessary and proper good functions within the body, Chris.
Well, yeah, and we do have to be careful when we start noting benefits from things that there's something else that's more important. But not only is cannabis a neuroprotector, it feeds the nervous system. I am just amazed at the neurological positive benefits from CBD, feeding the nervous system, so people are don't have the the panic attacks, the anxiety, shingles. You know, there's all kinds of things that affect the nervous system adversely that cannabis feeds that nervous system, so it's able to resist. So it's much more than neuroprotective; it's neurofeeding.
Mm-hmm. And hint from our friends in Curacao, all the way up to the highest levels of government. If you begin to cultivate and grow hemp on your island, you will have an export business that will maybe far surpass your profits from tourism, which is, again, it's a challenge. We want to help you grow it for wellness purposes. But, again, step beyond the World Health Organization claims to the contrary or the International Treaty on Drug Trafficking, Narcotics Trafficking. This is not a narcotic in the sense of the cocaines and the heroines of the world, which we're not advocating. So, again, that's another aspect of this, that you can not only grow your health, you can grow your economy with this plant. It was interesting, though, as a neuroprotectant, we've been talking a lot about even kids out there. We want them to be athletic. We want them to have fun and do great things. But if there's a brain injury, if there's a trauma, fats are very, very important here. We talked about selenium being critical. We've talked about chromium being critical. We've talked about silicon being so critical for brain and neurological function. But when we talk about shock and trauma, right, I've talked homeopathic arnica, but we've learned a lot about the endocannabinoid system, and again, the CBD, how it is indeed, like you just said, neuroprotectant and perhaps even neuroregenerative.
Yes, absolutely, neuroregenerative. And, that's why it's recognized even medically for epilepsy, although they put all kinds of bells and whistles and hoops to jump through. Mm-hmm. In some of the states more than others, but I mean it's documented the great effect it has against sometimes little children that have been shown having multiple seizures every day, and they get on CBD or in cannabis and they stop having seizures at all.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's something regenerative going on there.
Yeah, and this is, again, a very profound something that we've not learned because the government, guess what? Your friendly neighborhood government, local all the way up to the federal level, said, that's the devil's weed. Don't touch it. Don't study it. Don't even think about it. Because they signed on to globalist agendas to ban a plant that God created. We won't have any more of that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We want the freedom to heal, the freedom to know about the things that will heal you or help you to heal, help your body, help creation to heal you. And, of course, even your ability to protect your life and your children's life without injecting toxic, poisonous chemicals to the benefit of no one else but the globalists and the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
In some parts of this country, vaccine rates have fallen below the magic number of 90%. Magic number of 90%. Magic number of 90%.
Well, it is is a question of the day, but I decided it was a vaccine theme update, a herd immunity theme update, Chris, because it's a great question. It relates to my good buddy John Rappaport. Years ago, he and I did, we were like one of the first out of the gate to do these vaccine seminars, right? And we did an audio series. It was like 10 plus hours with documents and things about it. And somebody from France. Super Don, we got listeners in France? Are you sure that's not one of the Coneheads?
Apparently so.
Pierre? Yeah. Montplaisir. I couldn't pronounce your name, sir. I apologize. From Bordeaux in France. He says he had asked John Rappaport about our seminar, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, the seminar they don't want you to hear, and he hasn't heard, but is it still available? Well, yes. I mean, we haven't had it up online for sale in a few years. Everything in it is just as valid as the day we recorded it. There's things that I can't go into every day, and John can't every day, but we keep referring back to it. So, Pierre, I'm gonna follow up with an email to you personally to tell you how you can get it. It might cost $5 or $10 just for the effort, but it's minimal. And if anybody else still wants to hear it, just send a message through the website at robertscottbell.com, and we'll see what we can do to connect you to it. But, Chris, I mean, I don't know how often you get to hear John or read John Rappaport's writing, but he's one of the most brilliant in terms of true investigative journalists we have left on planet Earth.
Yes, he is, absolutely, and has been for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the 80s, the early to mid-80s, when he started really opening up from his mainstream roots and saying, wait a minute, why are we not covering this and this and these things?
Yeah, the basics of being a real reporter. And you were that, too, because you wrote for the Orange County Register years ago?
Yes, and even before then.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I came across Rappaport's work on AIDS as I was... Yeah, kind of a lone voice out there against this fraud that they were perpetrating about what causes it.
Right.
And I came across Rappaport's work in similar circles at the same time, back in that, you know, 83, 84, 85.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, he could see through these things because he didn't lose his mind along the way, nor bow down to those who were paying him to say, if you cover this, you're out of a job. He didn't care about this. He said, you know what, I'm going to, you know, that concept of our tagline, willing to go where the truth takes us, right? And you know very few people are in reality. They go where the money takes them. What are they going to be paid to do or not do? And that's a big part of it. If your livelihood, if your lifeblood, if your paycheck depends on not seeing certain things, you will learn not to see certain things or you'll be out of a job.
Well, it's like we were discussing earlier, Congress ignoring science in favor of a big pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know that the lobbyists from pharmaceutical companies outnumber the congressmen. It's the only industry where there are more lobbyists for that industry than there are congressmen. There's more than a one-to-one ratio and huge amounts of money that go into it. So they're again, following the money. They're listening to who's supporting their reelection campaigns, and that's where their votes are going.
Well, exactly. And again, this was what was so refreshing. I bring up Curacao. I got my T-shirt. Those of you watching the live stream on YouTube, in addition to our syndicated radio show going out into the world through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, there are people on planet Earth that do have good hearts, that still have the ears to hear, the eyes to see, and the willingness to stand up to do what is right, either for themselves or their family, or in this case, what we're seeing for the people of a whole country. And it's almost too... It's hard to believe, Chris, because we've been at this for so long, and we are very cynical. I don't like to say cynical, but let's be honest about some things. Skeptical, certainly. But sometimes I'm like, you know what? When it comes to the government in the United States, I don't count on them ever embracing the things we do. If they do, great, but I'm not counting on it. I'm not waiting for it. But if there are people that are willing to hear it, aren't you inclined to communicate with them and support them and help them along the way?
Absolutely. In fact, that's where I show my support, is those who are willing to listen. I'm not beating my head against the government wall.
Exactly. Please
hear the truth.
Right. And speaking of that, there's a story here on Health Impact News that says, study confirms inflammation causes heart disease, not cholesterol. Of course, that's beyond a moment of duh. Anybody that believes cholesterol is the cause of heart disease doesn't deserve the duh degree that they've been granted, despite the fact that they studied and got good grades.
Yep, absolutely. You know, cholesterol issues are a matter of balance, and it's a matter of nutrient deficiencies that that cause inflammation. It's, you know, the cholesterol is a byproduct of the problem, not the cause of it. And oftentimes isn't even an issue at all.
Yeah. Now, our buddy Sunil Pai, an MD, very nice man, you know, he argues in an Inflammation Nation that we need to be vegetarian. I don't know that everybody needs to be vegetarian, but certainly, as Liam Sheff, our dear departed friend, would argue, that we should be eating lower on the food chain. Perhaps we don't need as much animal protein as some people believe we need.
Well, there's no perhaps about it. Meat is intended as a garnish. I can actually prove that biochemically.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to B6 metabolism. So if you want to be a vegetarian, first of all, a lot of vegetarians aren't smart about how they do it. But that's not the end-all and be-all. And there's nothing wrong with eating good quality organically raised meats in moderation. It's when you overconsume that it can't be justified. Even if you're eating all organic, you're going to have issues if your diet is predominantly meat or animal oriented.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a moderation issue, then it's not going to be an issue.
No, for some,
as long as it's good quality.
Right. For some, it becomes a philosophical issue where they just don't believe in harming animals. Again, that's a different argument. But I just speak biophysically, biochemically, etc. We don't want to eat to excess. We talk about the metabolizing of animal proteins and how it can be hard on the liver and kidneys and can be indeed pro-inflammatory. You want to eat appropriate to your diet, your lifestyle, and your activity levels, your body type. It's bio-individuality as well, but it must be clean. They call it organic now, but you get the drift. They used to call it kashrut or kosher. We got Chris Barr on for another segment, wrapping it up, talking about cats and cockroaches living together. Oh my, what's that all about? Maybe it'll help your kids' asthma. I'm not kidding.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN and our broadcast syndicated radio stations around the country and around the world. UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com, and of course now on YouTube whenever we can do a live video feed, which we did two broadcasts from Curacao, and I don't even think it fluttered once, Super Don. The infrastructure down there is awesome. The people were wonderful, and yeah, and
cool to be sitting there, I'm sure, with, you know, flanked on both sides, you know, by the Minister of Health and, you know, and different people on the show. I thought the video was great.
Yeah, it was really unique. I mean, Chris, again, we have seen a lot in our lifetime, and we don't expect politicians anywhere at any level, unless they're saying it to you, and then they go, but I can't say anything anywhere else. And to have a whole country now, at least at the highest levels, I know there are a lot of the people there are unaware of what's going on, but be willing to go on, well, out in the public and the media and say, yes, we are doing this. And you know what? That's our course of action. That's going to do some tremendous things. So if people argue that nothing's going to ever change, yeah, I don't say that, but I recognize the limitations within at least our current consciousness of the United States. I don't look to government to solve the problems that they create.
Well, that's good, because that would not be a good idea.
Yeah, no, well, that's called insanity.
The solutions that they come up with for the problems that they create are often, if not most of the time, worse than the problems they created.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, but yeah, it doesn't mean there aren't good people trying to do good things in a nation island like Curacao. I think it could happen, 150,000 people. So I'm very excited to help in any way we can here on the show and off the show. Now, last article here, and we're going to get Chris back on Sunday. We just set that well, on the break, when we're talking on YouTube, because we want to talk about B6 metabolism as it relates to, you know, appropriate quantities of animal protein if you're not vegetarian. But that we'll get to coming up. For right now, living with cats and cockroaches apparently reduces the asthma risk of children. Now, I'm assuming this is about exposure to microbes, to things that these animals have that actually help you, as opposed to thinking that every germ is going to kill you. What do you think, Chris?
Well, okay, I didn't know you were directing that to me. well, no, obviously we're synergistic I forget the word now. Well, we work synergistically together. There's a give and take.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, germs aren't an issue unless you're malnourished or undernourished, because your body will work well. So, no, I tell people often, I don't fear germs. Germs fear me because of superior health and because of sovereign silver and selenium.
Right.
So I'm not
exactly.
worried about germs, ever.
We're gonna start calling it. You Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, the Chuck Norris. That's great.
Chuck Norris, you know, nutrition, anyway.
Yes, yes.
You know, Robert, what got me on this is I've seen stories before where they talk about, you know, having a pet at home is good for you.
Yeah.
And I get that, but this is the very first time that I have seen any reference to cockroach allergens. I've never... It's almost like the slumlords and stuff like that should now be like getting a pat on the back because they have cockroaches in their like buildings and stuff, right? Because it's not because it's a bad place to live. It's because I'm trying to help you
with your allergies,
asthma, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, when I moved to South Florida years ago, the first place we lived, it was after Hurricane Wilma, and you know that was 12 plus years ago now, 13 years. And it was, oh, man, it was nasty. And the cockroaches in Florida can be big. They call them palmetto bugs. They can carry your children away. But fortunately, where I am now, I don't see them much at all, which is cool. But at the same time, we do have cats. We don't have allergies. And I used to be the poster boy for every allergy known to man. And of course, even before I learned the things I've learned with Chris, I was able to clean up my diet, take some minerals, and detox my liver. And, boy, oh, boy, I was able to heal my gut, and that was the key. And for those of you still suffering with allergies, don't run out and get cats and cockroaches if you don't like cats and cockroaches, just so you don't have asthma. But the point of this article, I think it reinforces what Chris, you talk about, what Antoine Béchamp taught us about the law of the terrain. It isn't the lack of germs that keeps us healthy. It's our strength via nutritional vitality, the microbiome, all of that stuff being in balance. And then we have the ability to walk through proverbial walls of microbes, so to speak, without being harmed. And if we are harmed temporarily, we have the tools here to get through it. So, Chris, thanks for being with me. I'm already looking forward to our Sunday show. It's going to be so cool.
Great. Well, great show today, and looking forward to Sunday.
All right. That's Not a Doc, Chris Barr. Next hour, TMB and RSB and Super D go OTB. How's that for a lot of initials? That's outside the box. We do it after the break because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.